number two. Cheyenne O'Malley is the most popular girl in room 209, and probably in the whole world, at least in her own mind. I was still mad about the whole cell phone thing during the walk to school the next morning. The worst part of it was, I said to my friends, that last night at dinner, nobody would even talk about it. All anybody could talk about was dry rot. My friend Sophie sucked in her breath. You have dry rot in your house? She asked. Allie, that's super serious. Your whole house could collapse in a pile of rubble with all of you inside it if you don't get it fixed right away. Sophie loves disasters of any kind. Medical, man-made, or natural, and especially likes reading about them, then describing them to us in graphic detail whenever she gets the opportunity. Didn't you guys have an inspection before you moved in? How should I know? I shrugged. When we moved in, I thought the stupid house was haunted. That's what your brother told me anyway. I narrowed my eyes at my friend Erica, who lives next door. I'm sorry, Erica said, looking apologetic. You know John, he loves to tease people. I smiled to show I hadn't meant to be snotty. I was just in a bad mood about the cell phone. Well, I said, it turned out to be a leak, not ghosts. The roof people are coming today to see if they can fix it. And if I'm home when they come, Mom said I could help them with the inspection, Kevin declared. Yeah, I said, rolling my eyes. Right, Kevin. My walking Kevin to and from kindergarten every day leads to his listening in on all my conversations with my friends. Kevin thinks my friends actually like him, which is an incorrect assumption. Although they do sometimes fight over who gets to hold his hand on the way to school, so you could see why he might think this. But this is only because none of them has a little brother and has no idea what a pain they can be. I'm sure you'll be a big help to the roof inspectors, Kevin, Erica assured Kevin kindly. Oh, I know I will, Kevin said. They'll probably give me one of their hard hats. I sincerely hoped this was not true. Otherwise, Kevin was going to insist on wearing that hard hat to kindergarten every day until school let out for summer, just like he'd insisted on wearing his pirate costume every day for almost the entire first semester, thus making the Finkel family the biggest laughingstock of the entire student body of Pine Heights Elementary. Don't feel bad, Allie, my friend Caroline said. Having a cell phone isn't that great, really. Only a person who has a cell phone, like Caroline, would say this. My mom said I could have my sister Missy's old cell phone, Erica admitted. When I looked at her with my eyes widened, she added hastily, but now I'm going to tell her I don't want it. What's the point if I can't text my best friend? She put an arm around my neck and hugged me. Erica always tries to make everyone around her feel better. Well, Sophie said, I'm not sure I particularly want a cell phone, since some research shows their use increases brain cancer in teens and children. But even if I did want one, my dad says I can't have one anyway until I start remembering not to leave things in the pockets of my jeans when I put them in the wash. Like my iPod. So I know what you mean, Allie, about being responsible. It's not fair. My mom was so distracted over her PhD the other day that she left her laptop on the roof of the car and drove all around town with it like that, until someone finally told her when she was stopped at a red light. But my dad didn't say she couldn't have a cell phone. I shook my head. Life is so unfair. Like brain cancer. By the time we got to Pine Heights, we were all thoroughly depressed, except for Rosemary, who came running up to us on the playground. She lives in the suburbs, and so she gets to take the bus to school instead of walking, like we do. The lucky duck. It's always been my dream to ride on a school bus, since I've never ever gotten to. My parents always having made the poor decision of moving to within walking distance of every school I've ever gone to show us the new game she downloaded to her cell phone. It's so cool, you guys, she said excitedly. It was hard to get as pumped as she was, however, when I didn't have a cell phone to be able to download games to. It was right then that Cheyenne O'Malley sauntered up with her best friends, Marianne and Dominique, or M and D as she refers to them, texting away on her cell phone. Cheyenne O'Malley is the most popular girl in room 209, and probably in the whole world, at least in her own mind. This is pretty much a rule. Oh, Cheyenne said, looking down her nose at Rosemary's phone. You girls still play video games? Aren't those for babies? I would have thought you'd have outgrown those by now. Then she and M&D sauntered away, laughing and texting one another. We had to hold Rosemary back to keep her from pounding Cheyenne's delicate face into the grass. I only want to hurt her a little, Rosemary said. We assured her it wasn't worth it, even though the truth is, I actually think it might have been. Things started to look up a little, though, when we sat down at our desks and Mrs. Hunter, our teacher, walked up in front of room 209 and said she had a very special announcement. Mrs. Hunter is not only the best teacher I've ever had, who once said that I acted like a mature professional and that I'm a joy to have around the classroom. She's also the prettiest, even though she has short hair. Mrs. Hunter wears eyeliner to match her green eyes and sparkly lip gloss, which she reapplies at her desk when she thinks no one is looking. But I'm always looking because Mrs. Hunter makes me sit in the last row next to her desk with all the worst boys in our entire class. This is because she says I'm a positive influence on them. Plus, Mrs. Hunter wears stylish clothes, like high-heeled zip-up boots with skirts that are a length my mom said she gave up after college, but good for Mrs. Hunter if she can still carry it off. So, even though I had $36 of my very own, but I couldn't spend it on what I wanted because my mom says I'm not very responsible, and the walls of my house were full of mushrooms and snails and, according to Sophie, were going to collapse on me without warning, and probably my little brother was going to start wearing a hard hat to school every day, continuing to humiliate me in the eyes of the entire student body for the rest of the school year, at least one good thing was going to happen. Because when a teacher, like Mrs. Hunter, says she has an announcement, you know it's going to be something exciting. That was a rule. Today was no exception. Class, Mrs. Hunter said, tucking her short skirt beneath her as she settled onto her favorite stool in front of us. I have something very exciting to announce. Room 209 is going on a field trip.